Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
WBEE has your chance every week to nominate somebody who's gone out of their way to be a light in our community. If you know somebody that's worthy of being recognized, just fill out the form at our website, WBEE.com. Tell us about that special person or organization in our community who does go above and beyond.
Today, we want to shine a light on Lauren Coe. She is the founder and director of One Soldier at a Time. As a military mom, she saw the need in our community to assist soldiers who are currently serving, their families, and soldiers who have returned from that experience with PTSD. One Soldier at a Time gives hygiene packages to returning soldiers and even helps them furnish their apartments. For current soldiers, One Soldier at a Time mails boxes of goodies to soldiers in the Middle East. Those goodies include sunscreen, some games, snacks, other little treats. Lauren sells cosmetics, and then she donates 10% of those profits to that organization. She also donates products to the moms and the wives of the soldiers serving. One Soldier at a Time also hosts the Webster Music Festival in August at the Webster Fireman's Field. So this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. Lauren runs this organization with lots of help from volunteers, former military, and her friends. She works hard for our military community, and she deserves recognition for all of her hard work and the great things that this organization does. So thank you, Lauren Coe. Yes.
Be a Light is presented by the United Way of Greater Rochester and the Finger Lakes. Change starts with you. Be a change maker. Give, volunteer, and take action with United Way, and make a nomination and learn more at WBEE.com.
Let's give it up one more time. Lauren Coe!
Thank you, thank you!
We had some big winners over the weekend. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby, and yeah. Don the Handicapper checked in and gave us his picks for the Derby on Friday, and his horse won, right? His pick?
Well, one of them, his first one came in. He said to do win and place, and if you could afford it, do win, place, show. So actually, his third horse came in first, and his second horse placed.
So if you followed his advice on Friday, you correct. Won money. And you won money.
I did, yeah. I won $71, and I only put in... I actually think I only bet 15 because... I put $20, but I did it through an app, and I think it cost me $5 to go through the app. So, in theory, yeah, I won a little bit more, yeah.
Couple people chiming in, 252-9233. I bet $6 a horse. I won almost $200.
Oh, there you go.
Vending Chris says I won for both 8 and 18. Thank you, Don. Mm-hmm. Boy, there's one text that's all broken up. Looks like somebody won $120. We get our text messages. If you send us a long message, it's in like different lines, and sometimes
it's
they're
like
not all lined up together.
Characters at a time. So we're like jumping up and around through the text line.
So this is the Derby that everybody gets dressed up and they have fancy parties. I've never been to one, but
Brantley was there.
Brantley was at the race, right?
He was at the Derby. He was dressed all up. Him and his hillbilly breadneck friends. And I loved every minute of it.
I hope Toby's horse wins.
By the way,
his hair drinking bear.
I think Toby's horse came in dead last.
It wasn't.
I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure he's way back. He did say.
Don warned us. He said, don't touch that horse.
Don't touch that horse.
But
how was your party, Hope?
Well, it was great. Love an excuse to get dressed up. I never get to wear those like big hats. So I was like, got this I can wear for the first time in 4 years. Got a flowy dress on. But I was not told that the party I was going to is going to be outside. And on Saturday, it was 50 degrees and raining. They had it in their garagio.
Ah!
So they had a fire pit in the garage with other patio furniture and then like a patio heater.
That's so dangerous.
I'm like, I don't have like pants on. I was in a like very like springy dress.
Yeah, you posted it on our Facebook page. It's like a napkin. It's like you're wearing a napkin with like a belt.
I was like, can I borrow a blanket? Can I have another blanket? Oh, would I like something to drink? Can I have some hot tea, please?
I could have just taken my Star Wars blanket for the broadcast on Friday.
I know, I should have. I got to throw some more blankets in my car. So be ready.
The Garagio, why? So this big party, there was a TV out there.
They had a TV in the garage. Okay. And then people, it was like.
They didn't want people in their house or what?
It was like a block party. There was like 30 people there hanging out in the garage.
Can we go inside? No, we're going to just, you don't get to go any further than the garage.
Hope was at a Kentucky Derby party over the weekend, and they had a very interesting idea on how to spruce up one of their appliances. We'll talk about that in a moment, but you're listening to the B-Morning Coffee Club. We want to congratulate Tracy from Seneca Falls. She just scored fifth row tickets to see Guitars and Stars. Drew Baldridge, who we just heard, is going to be there.
Oh, that was such a good song. I'm so excited. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She was rocking out during that, doing
tough
the
people.
Eric Church it, hand in the air stuff.
It felt very Eric Church's to me, that Drew Baldridge song. And it was very anthem-like. Like, it was like a... It feels like it's been a minute since we've had an inspiring, like, go get them, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and you can do it. So, yeah, I did get excited about that. I apologize.
We're going to see that one live at Guitars and Stars. By the way, we also have another pair of tickets to see comedian Theo Vaughn. He's going to be at Blue Cross Arena on July 10th. Tickets are on sale through Ticketmaster.com, but those will be up for grabs before 9 o'clock. So listen for your chance to win those. So, Hope, what was this idea that the homeowners had at the place that you were at the party this weekend?
So, you know, hanging out in the Garagio, very classy. I posted a picture to our Facebook page. They've got bed sheets hanging up to hide all of the stuff with a fire pit on the inside of the garage. Totally safe. Everything was fine.
The door was open, right?
So garage doors were open.
Okay, as long as the garage door was open.
And then everyone was complimenting their garage refrigerator. They spray painted it teal and then spray painted the handle silver. And they're like, oh, you spray painted your refrigerator? It looks so chic. Did it come that way? Nobody believed that it was spray painted.
Right.
But it's teal.
Okay.
That was the talk of the party.
What? The Garagio.
Well, that's a heck of a party if the refrigerator is the talk of the party.
My mama put contact paper when I was a kid, like in the late 70s. She put contact paper. And she almost like wallpapered the refrigerator. And she was like, it was the worst mistake I've ever made.
I want to do it to my fridge because all of my appliances are stainless steel with the exception of my fridge. And it's not broken, so I don't want to replace it. But it's ugly. I want to cover it up.
What would you cover it with?
Well, I have looked at various wallpapers.
She's thought about
this.
She's thought about wallpapering it, like putting contact sticky paper on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's a bad idea.
Well, I think you are going to damage it easily.
How?
If you bump into that with anything in your hands, you're going to put a scratch in it, and that stuff is only
yay
thick.
How often do you bump into your fridge?
How often do you use your kitchen?
Well, I'm in there every day.
Okay.
Make coffee.
At some point, you're going to have something in your hand, you're going to turn, you're going to bump it, and then you're going to have a giant scratch across the front of it that you wouldn't have if it wasn't papered.
But I bump into my walls, and I don't have scratches on my walls.
Go ahead and wallpaper it.
This is very true.
Go ahead.
What are you doing in your kitchen, Billy, that you're like, ah!
Carrying stuff, moving things around, getting out of the
way.
With
sharp objects?
Other people are going through.
Yeah,
if you have a box.
How pointy are the boxes? Most boxes are cardboard.
You know, boxes have corners on them.
Yeah.
Sharp corners that will rip that wallpaper off the front
ears. You wallpaper your refrigerator, and then you report back to us, honestly, when there's a giant gouge in the front of it because you barely touched it. Go ahead.